I hope everybody has the page that we started last week from Rav Matl Zilber, Zilber Zon Zayin. It's a very, very big yisai that we're learning. It's going to help us not only to understand what we just learned in our Satara, but in Mitzvah, really a large part of the sefer that remains will be easier to understand in this context. Rav Matl is explaining or pointing out what appears to be such a stira from a kotze al kotze, from one extreme of the world to the other extreme of the world. That on the one hand we find in the writings of the Ari HaKadosh, Reb Chaim Vital, and in the Zohar HaKadosh itself, we find that there is nothing that's as crucial to the world as learning Pnimius HaTorah, as learning the inner light of Torah, connecting to that inner light of Torah. There's nothing as urgent, as important. And the Lashonos of Rabbi Chaim Vital and from the Ari HaKadosh and the Ramak and the Gra and many of the Talmid Baal Shem and so on is that all of Niglas HaTorah, all the revealed Torah is a Bechin of a Shifcha. It's like a maidservant. The royalty is Pnimius HaTorah. That's the Gvirta. Pnimius HaTorah. The inner light of Torah. HaNiglois, the Niglois is Gevaldik, but it's only apprised of the leads to Nistaris, to Sisra Torah, which is the Ikka of Torah, Pnimius HaTorah. On the other hand, we find that the great majority of Chachmei HaDeiros marched under the banner Davke of a Hanigleis Lonu Levaneinu. Hanistaros is Hashem Elokeinu, but a Hanigleis Lonu Levaneinu. That our chelik is in learning the revealed Torah. Ein lanu chelik min nistaros. That's not our inyan is learning nistar. It's not our inyan to learn sisrei Torah. And they dissuaded their talmidim from being Isaac in sisrei Torah. This in particular is something that would take place in the Bate Midrashim of the talmidim of the Talmidei Hagra. Of the Vilna Gaon, even though the Gaon himself and Reb Chaim Volozhin were big mekubalim, but by the Talmidim of the Talmidei Hagra and so on, and then in Germany, and other places among Ashkenazim, by the Sfadim, this was never an Indian kiyadua. Maybe nowadays by the Sfadim, the last 20, 30 years, we have a lot of Sfadim that they're trying to imitate Ashkenazim. But it was never a Masorah by the Sfadim to in any way to see Chalila Nistar or something to stay away from. That was never by the Sfadim. They don't have a Masorah like that at all. So how are we to understand this stira? That on the one hand, there's nothing in Torah that's more valuable than Pnimius HaTorah. There's nothing that's Makar of Mashiach as much as Pnimius HaTorah. And then on the other hand, a very large body of Tamir Chum of Tzadikim, who say that that's not our Indian. Eilanu Chelik min Nistaros. And there are only certain, everybody, of course, is Maida and the Kedusha of Kabbalah and Sisrei Torah, but they say that's for Yechidei school, it's not for the Hamayin Am, it's not for the multitudes, it's not something that's what people, regular people are learning, only for those Yechidei school, that they're Isaac in the stars. How are we to understand such a stira? And any person that's growing in Limud HaTorah and wants to grow in Avodas Hashem has to face this stira, has to confront this stira. So we're on the first page, there's Dalet, and the other side is Hey. So on the side of Dalet, on the right-hand column, around two-thirds down, the Ayin Dalet Zayin Val Derech Zeh. Does everybody have that? The Ayin Dalet Zayin Val Derech Zeh. But you know, Gamkin Stira Binyan Gilui Seidus HaTorah. We also find tremendous stiris when it comes to whether you're allowed to reveal the Seidus of Torah, whether secrets of Torah are bechlal allowed to be revealed and taught and publicized. Rebbe Chaim Vital atzmai kosta b'mokim echad. Rebbe Chaim Vital writes in one place, ki b'doros ha'achroinim, that in these later generations, yesh inyan legalis Seidus HaTorah, that there's a very big inyan, dafke, to be megalis Seidus HaTorah, to reveal Seidus HaTorah, to teach, to publicize Seidus HaTorah, secrets of Torah. V'soydus HaTorah tzirchim lezgalis b'dar v'asra. It's a very big inyan in this form, Rebbe Chaim Vital, and many of the Mekubalim, that it's part of bringing to Mashiach, is Davke, in these last generations, we must reveal secrets of Torah. V'yei simcha g'dayla, kasha harizim mezgala. And that there's a tremendous simcha in Shemayim, and a tremendous simcha on earth, when there's a gilui of Seidus HaTorah, when Seidus HaTorah are revealed. On the other hand, Kosev Rabbi Chaim Vital. On the other hand, Rabbi Chaim Vital himself writes, as horas gedolos, very big warnings, very scary things. La Megala Seidus HaTorah, for the person who's Megala, who's revealing secrets of Torah. Zekla Godel Kvod Elokim has to do it. And the guiding principle when it comes to Seidus HaTorah, secrets of Torah, is Kvod Elokim, where the Kavod of Hashem is found, the greatest Kavod of Hashem is found davka in these Sisrei Torah and Pnimis HaTorah, Hasteh Dover, then things should be covered, things should be hidden. See, even among the Mekubalim, on the one hand, there's this great push at the end of time to be megalus of the Torah, to reveal secrets of Torah. On the other hand, there's a terrible, terrible fear and a hesitation. Kvod Elokim hasteh davar, and the need to hide and to cover, to conceal. Klal zeh hibecholiyus mashetzorach lahaster zadvarim, ubefrat kishemegalim soidus haTorah lemisha neroy lekach, has a mamish mufrach. And especially when it comes to being megala, to revealing Seidus HaTorah to people who are unworthy. People who are unworthy, unprepared. It's altogether seen as something which is mufrach, which is a wonder, which is strange. There's a gamkin stir bin yonim elu. This is also stir. To be megala, to be master, to reveal or to hide. And to explain this, it appears l'chayra. Behegdim. Dihine inyan Seidus HaTorah be'etzem harizeh b'b'chinas terosu shamelach ha-Mashiach. The Seidus HaTorah, secrets of Torah be'etzem, the Torah of Mashiach Zekeinu. Mazman shagilu Seidus HaTorah be'emes u'las alava. And we know that the time, the ultimate time, where the secrets of Torah are going to be revealed to us, is Davke by Mashiach. That's what we're asking for through all the years of Golos. That's how Rashi explains at the beginning of Shir Hashem, Yishakenim and Yishikai Sepihu. That Hashem should kiss us with the kisses of His lips. And if you look there in Rashi, Rashi explains that the Torah that Hashem gave us in Har Sinai, we still don't know yet the secrets of Torah. They were waiting for that second kiss. All the years of Golos is we're asking Hashem, Yishakenim and Yishikai Sepihu. You only gave us that kiss of Maimon HaSinai. But the secrets of Torah, Rashi says there on Shir Hashem. We're still waiting for that second kiss. And that's by Mashiach. Kedachsiv, as it says in Pasuk in Navi, Torah mi'iti teitze. The Torah is going to come forth for me. Torah Chadosha, really, Be'iti Teitze. A new Torah, but it doesn't mean, God forbid, a different Torah. It means the second kiss. A full, complete Gilui of Sisrei Torah, of all the Nistaros, of the secrets of Torah. This is the main thing that the tzaddikim are waiting for and davening for. Lazman zenemar, and regarding that time, it says in Pasuk, lo yichanef oid merecha, that your teacher will no longer be covered. V'hoyu einecha roi ois es merecha, and your eyes will see your teacher, meaning that we'll be able to see, not God forbid to see, Hashem is not physical, but we'll be able to see in a clear way the pnimiyas of Hashem's will, of Hashem's rasan, that's revealed in Sisrei Torah, in Kabbalah. Shazai yizgalu kol Saidus HaTorah, that's the whole inyan of Yemayis HaMashiach, is that there'll be a big gilui of Saidus HaTorah, that the secrets of Torah will be revealed. All the other things that are going to be by Yemayis HaMashiach is only a result of this gilui of Saidus HaTorah. Everything else is, this is the ikka. The ikka of Yemayis HaMashiach is gilui Saidus HaTorah. That's the ikka. Nimtze ki ikka zman gilui Torah zu Yemayis HaMashiach. The Torah zu mishtayach es l'gu'ula l'melech HaMashiach. And this really, this aspect of Torah, Pnimis HaTorah, really is Mashiach's Torah. It's Gula Torah. Umeata, hine kol davar hamishtayach l'gu'ula. So the question now is, those things that really belong in the days of Geula of Mashiach, that's really when their time will come. So what about now? Me'ati ne'kol dor mishtayach l'Geula, ba'od shlo bo zman ha'Geula. If it's not yet time for Geula. So what do we make of these things? Ha'ezer b'chinas oylim yitzi, oylim yitzi. Could either be that, we don't know, is this a terrific thing, or is it a terrible thing to be Isaac in? I'll give you another example of an unbelievable machlaikas, a stira that's absolutely mind-boggling stira, that every single person here, and every single Jew in the world, is affected by. People who care, obviously, is affected by. And it's a stira also menakotze lakotze. What is the meaning of Jews having our own land before Mashiach comes? What's the meaning of having Eretz Yisrael? What's the meaning of having, is there an Indian? To have a government or not to have a government? To have a state, not to have a state? Only a person who's an ignoramus, doesn't know anything about Yiddishkeit, would just say, poo-poo, there's some crazy opinion that there's no state. Who says there's no state before Mashiach? Come on, that's ridiculous. And only a person who's ignorant would say to the other side, that's ridiculous to say that there could possibly be any kind of a mamshala before Mashiach comes. Such a stira. So for some people, the union of the Medina, of having a Medina, is Kodesh Kodashim. It's the holiest of holies. And they take all of the symbols and all of the rituals that have come up over these past years regarding the Medina, they take these as being very, very holy and very important and a very significant part of their Avodas Hashem. On the other hand, there are Jews who see that. In our generation, of course, it's well known that it was the Satmar Rebbe Schusa Yelena, but there were many, many tzaddikim who saw that as being the undoing of redemption. Not only is it not the beginning of redemption, it's the anti-redemption. It's the false redemption. And we have tzaddikim here, we have tzaddikim there. And then there are many, many who just don't want to, like that, and respect everybody, and whatever, and I'll do what I like, and I don't know. But such a stira. For one side, it's seen as being the most gevaldike hizgalus of Kloy Shamayim, And the biggest Inyan in Avaida is the Inyan of the Medina. And then then you have a school that's Lahepach that sees that as the greatest evil. And is the greatest tragedy. And you have to be very, very careful here, because there are a lot of funny things, instincts that jump from the parents' homes, or from the feelings that we have, or from nationalism, or from whatever that is. You have to be very careful. We're talking here about Torah, and we're talking about great, great people on both sides. You go to Monroe and go to that scene of the Samurai and tell him he didn't know what he was talking about. It's not so pashut. So, such a stira. How could it be? Well, the Inyan of Yidden in Eretz Yisrael is obviously, that's Mashiach's Torah. That's an Inyan from Gula. It's an Inyan from Gula. To be back in our land and to have the Malchus. That's an Inyan of Gula. So by all Inyanim, that are going to be only fully revealed by Geula, the question is, no, and what about before Mashiach? What about before Mashiach? Yesh v'yesh. With such steeps you have. V'ha'inyin hu mitzad asheyesh, the second left-hand column, hu mitzad asheyesh non gedorim kam efshe lifal v'inyin ha'geula. Much of this is connected to the question of exactly what are we allowed to do and what are the parameters, what are we supposed to be doing or allowed and not allowed to do as far as trying to bring Geula along, to hasten redemption. What's our role in that? So in our generation, the Dor HaBasra at the end of time, also another tzaddik, was Lubavitcher Rebbe Schussi Honig, that it's known, that every single thing, those last years, really from almost the beginning of the Nesias, almost from the beginning, because really was part of his first, it was part of the first sikha that he gave. And really, he was already from the Friedrich Lubavitcher Rebbe. Alter L'Tshuva, Alter L'Geula, Alter L'Alter, right now, Tshuva, right now, Geula. And Lubavitcher Rebbe picked up on that. And who in our generation was this... was in this avoid of somehow doing whatever we can. Terasu shal Mashiach, terasu shal Mashiach, everything Mashiach, Mashiach, Mashiach. So this is a big question. So again, the Lubavitcher Rebbe subsequently held that that's the biggest thing we could do. And there were other tzaddikim who held that that's the worst thing you could do. That's something you shouldn't do at all. That could cause terrible, terrible sorrows for Jews to try to push things ahead. And there were times like that in the past where it caused a lot of sorrows. So it's not like maybe yes, maybe no. The one side holds it is the biggest avoida that we have in the world, and the other side holds it's the worst thing you could do in the world. And both sides are led by great, great people, by great tzaddikim. And the way it is with these theories is that one side that feels it and is connected to that side can't understand how the other side, can't see the other side at all. If you look in the Ami magazine, so there's this very big elachi that hurts Frankel. He's been writing all these articles about the Sam Rebbe. He was very close to the Sam Rebbe. He himself is not a chassidish guy. He's very, very close. He runs the girls' schools, and he's been for many, many years, for 50 years, he's running their schools. And the Sam Rebbe was very close to the Sam Rebbe. So he said that in all the years that he was from the closest to the Sam Rebbe, he said he never heard one negative word about the Lubavitcher Rebbe come out from his mouth, from the Sam Rebbe's mouth. All he would hear sometimes is that the Samurai would say to Hertz Frank, they said, do you understand what Lubavitcher is talking about? Because ich verstehe, I don't know what he's talking about. He said, that was the only thing he said. Sometimes the Samurai would say, do you understand? Because I don't understand what he's talking about. That was the only thing he ever said. This week, He said, that's the only thing I ever heard him say. I don't understand Lubavitch Rebbe. And Lubavitch Rebbe, Stamet, didn't understand what the Samar was talking about, where he was coming from. Understand. They both knew Kolotar Kula on their little pinkies. What does it mean, understand? They couldn't see where this is, where that is. That's why when you get one chaver from this side gets into an argument with the other, it's the worst thing. You know, with these, I don't know if you've ever been in these kind of, there's no tachlis to these discussions, to these arguments. When you get somebody, let's say, when we're talking back on the Bedina, when you get somebody that's a big, you know, a heisa, like from the Misnachlim and the Tzionim, whatever. I'm talking about an Elach from person, and you get him into this thing. And you argue with him about the Medina, and he's like, you know, you're wasting your time. Well, it doesn't even pay, because then it can get personal, and people get angry with each other. And they're both beautiful Jews. They don't see Bechlal what the other one's talking about. And you have, and each one thinks the other one is totally off. You know, it can't be. How could you say the other one is off? How could any educated person who learns Torah, how could any person like that say that the other side is off? When you know that there are Chazals and Rishonim and Acharonim that support very strongly each side. And it's interesting. When it comes to differences of opinion, we don't get all worked up. What do we say? We usually just sit back and we say, what, Elu? The Elu? We can climb and everybody's happy, we're best friends. You just said both these and those are the words of the living God. And everybody's friendly, right? That was, you put on tefillin like this, you put on tefillin like that. You ever see people start punching each other because of that? Okay, you like to do like this, I'll do like that. What's the difference? Both these and those are the words of the living God. But it's interesting, when it comes to Inyanim of Geula, you know, you don't find Jews that say, yeah, that's fine. You burn the Israeli flag, that's fine. You like to do that, that makes you happy, that's fine. You never see things like that. You say Hal Yom Ha'atzmaut, Gesundheit, say Hal Yom Ha'atzmaut. You don't find like that. It's not like with tefillin. Why don't they just say, Eilu Velo Diglikim Chaim? Why does everybody just say, you have your tzaddikim, you have that tzaddikim, we're all best friends. Everything's fine. In Halach, we have many differences of opinion. This is, for one person, this is a sukkah, for another person, it's not a sukkah. For one person, this is a lulav, another person, now. So, okay, fine. Eilu Velo Diglikim Chaim, and we have who you're relying upon, Chashuva Jews. I'm relying upon Chashuva Jews. Fine. Everybody's happy. Okay, I don't have to eat by you, you don't have to eat by me. But we don't look down upon each other, we don't yell at each other. When it comes to Inyanim of Geula, then it starts to get heated up, right? When it comes to the Inyanim of Sisrei Torah, when it comes to this Inyan of learning Pnimius HaTorah, gets very, very heated. Very, very heated. When it gets to the Inyan of the State of Israel, these things about Israel and so on, very, very, very heated. And when it gets to the Inyan also of Yom HaShoah, very heated, because that's also an Inyan. That's also an Inyan of the ultimate Nekama. That's only going to be Mezgala by Yemes HaMashiach. When it comes to Mashiach Sinyanim, we find such theories and such a fire of Machlaikis that we don't see anywhere else like these things. It's a whole question. How much bichlal is one supposed to be poil in these areas of Geula? How much is one supposed to be poil? Shetzarach l'spal al Geula. We know that we're supposed to daven for Geula. We just said it in davening. When we say Goal and Goyal, Goalenim v'heilu hanshemach, we all daven. Letzapas the gula, supposed to wait for gula. V'yeshnam in yonam ha'mesugolim lekarvas gula, and we were taught that there are certain things that they bring the gula closer. U'me'idach, on the other hand, there's this huge, big warning sign of all of this stuff that says, l'zor shalei lidchek esakeitz. Be careful, don't push it. Don't push the end. Don't try to be careful with that. Not even to calculate the end. And we know that there's terrible, terrible calamities that were brought upon Klal Yisrael over history because of this inyan of being doichik as hakeitz. So again, so what do you want? You want us to daven for this? You want us to long for this? You want us to wait for this? To wait for this? Want to do something for this? On the other hand, you're telling us, don't push it. Losh nacha berashi. And one lashon of Rashi there in Ksubas is also afilu laharbis b'tachanunim alkaf yoyse midai. Again, so if you look in all the svarim, the anti-Zionist svarim, of course, in those svarim they bring out all of these Rashi's and all these Chazals, and there's plenty where there's a lashon of Rashi that not to be marbe b'tachanunim, you daven a little bit for gula, don't overdo it. What's the shir? Don't daven too much for Mashiach. You ever hear that when it comes to someone who's sick? Don't daven too much that he should get better. What does that mean? V'mishtab l'karvas ha'gula yes al hamida, and if a person tries too hard to bring gula, more than is allowed. So you remember, I mean, those of you who know a little bit the history of Chassidus, what happened that year, the Maisa, with the Kushan Samag and the Chazim Lublin and Reb Mendel Rimanover, I mean, they died in 1 year. And it wasn't far apart. And the whole hishtadlus that they made, that they had that year, the whole hishtadlus to bring Mashiach, and it was a big, big inyan that was going on with them. Which is a big story in the history of Chassidus. And the three of them died in 1 year. It was it. Finished. And they didn't just stand die. It was strange ways. Everything happened in a very strange way. And they, as it was known, were engaged in a super big conspiracy to bring Mashiach, the tzaddikim. And it was step by step planned, and they were working on it. V'hi lo tetzlach. And it was doomed. And they all died within a short time of each other. I'll say something even a little bit even scarier than that. You had certain tzaddikim at the end of time that they were oisik a lot in being mekarev gula, and that their Torah is very, very Mashiach's Torah, and that they died very young. The Arizal died very young. The Ramchal, the whole Torah of the Ramchal is on this nekuda of gilui, of being megali yichud Hashem, of bayom ahu. It's the whole inyan of the Ramchal is bayom ahu. They died very young. Rabbi Nachum Breslov. Even though he didn't tell the last story, but every single thing that he said was all Mashiach's Torah. That's why everything that when a person, whatever svarim that a person ever learned in his life, he feels that when he starts to learn the Kutemran, that he never learned anything before of Pnimius. That over there, it's such a gilui of Ruach HaKadosh, the Ramat when he was here mentioned it. There's such giluyim there, Ruach HaKadosh of Mashiach in by Rabbi Nachman. So that he only told over six of the seven beggars, the Maisa, but who ever even told one of the stories? That and even then he did it with such mysterious nefesh that there's no question that he knew that he was going to die because of what he gave over. He knew that he was going to die. And the emes is that if not for the daughter of the Balatanya, if not for the daughter of the Balatanya, he also would have died a very young man. I'm not going to go into the whole story right now. But she was Maisa nefesh and she gave up her life that her father should live. It's not that he lived to be very old, but she gave up her life, and she gave up her life, and it was known, and it was said, and the Baal Tanya cried about it by her grave, that she did it only that there should be able to be a hemshech of Pnimius HaTorah, which is Mashiach's Torah, so the Baal Tanya could get a few more years, and his daughter gave up her life. So, unbelievable things. From Mishtabel Karvis Agula Yes Alamida Mashli Hutalaz there is Oiva La Shwush Ishbiya Kajbroch Lichukus Akates. The Gemara there tells us that we took Hishbatiaschem Nice Ishlam in Tairu was Ahava Achetachbats. It says in Shir Shim. The Gemara explains that we took a Shwur. And the Shwur was in Tairu, don't awaken the love. Achetachbats till the time comes. Meaning the love, meaning Gula, Mashiach. In Tayyum Tayyum was Ahava Achetechbats. And the Gemara there says horrible things if we're going to be Isaac in that and trying to overdo it in being Ma'ira, the Ahava of the end of time. that Hashem says that your flesh is going to be thrown into the streets, that Jewish bodies are going to be filling the world and the fields, and you'll be left for animals to eat Jewish bodies if we try to push Mashiach too quickly. Which is, of course, what the Samarov spoke about the Holocaust. I don't have to continue. That Indian, that's what he saw, what happened in the Holocaust. Those tzaddikim that they were pushing very hard to bring Mashiach fast, to bring it sooner, didn't have a happy ending. So it comes out as an amazing thing. That if one makes the proper hishtadlus to bring Mashiach, if that's done in the proper way, whatever that is, if it's done in the proper way, for sure our davening is proper because it was put into our davening. That's for sure. So if one does it the proper way, how is a mitzvah gedolah b'yosef? It's the biggest thing. It's a big thing. Gula is the best thing in the world. It's beyond anything that we understand, that we know, but we know that it's the highest thing. That we have to work hard to try to make it happen, to make our contribution to that happening. But if one makes an attempt and he doesn't stick to the guidelines, he doesn't stay within that field of what's called hishtadlus in this inyan, acceptable hishtadlus. Then he's out of bounds, and he's trying to bring the gula shelo b'rishus, and he's going out against the will of Hashem. Hinezo pagam gol b'yos. It's a big pagam. So too, when it comes to the inyan of Sayyidah Satara, the secrets of Torah, which is Mashiach's Torah, which is the strongest way that we know of to be makar of the Geula, to bring Mashiach. Tachin Torah Sanista Zeh Or Gadol B'Yosef. The hidden Torah is a very great light. V'Niglu L'Gabi Anista, and the revealed Torah compared to the concealed Torah, who could Golus L'Gabi Geula, is mamish like the Torah of Golus, b'machashakim ha'yishivani, it's the Torah of Bavel, it's the Torah of Golus, the revealed Torah, compared to the Torah that's Nista, which is Geula, which is Mashiach's Torah. D'or p'nimis ha'Torah hu k'inyin or ha'Geula, because the light of p'nimis ha'Torah is like the light of redemption. Elo shehi ha'nesenes, but it's davka because of that, that one has to be very careful. What are we allowed to learn? How much are we allowed to be Isaac in Mashiach's Torah? It's not hefker. One has to be very careful. It's only according to the Rishus that one has. And the moment that one goes out of bounds and beyond the boundaries of what's permitted, that not only does that learning, not only is it not helpful in being makar of the gula, in bringing the gula closer, it's a terrible kilkel. It causes all kinds of sorrows. Just like the Indian of pushing Mashiach before too hard before the time. Certainly there's a chiv for any person who has the ability to enter into this light of the hidden Torah, shu or hagula, which is the light of redemption, she comes to ka, she go in. But since it's not yet Mashiach, shuv yitochen sheitzad degodol, perhaps this is only, maybe it's only for a person who's a big tzaddik. A tamal chacham muflug, a great tamal chacham, mushal mechol hanyonin, who's great in all hanyonin. Vafapichem lo yachnesuha elo arhazeh. And still, even a person like that, we have seen, we see, that he doesn't necessarily, he's not necessarily brought into the light of Sisrei Torah, into the light of Mashiach. And he's dissuaded from doing that. And the Hashgacha Pratis is that Davka ends up in a chevra, in a yeshiva, and somehow in a way of thinking, in a way of life, that is very, very much against going to Sisrei Torah. It's all Hashgacha Pratis. Why? This goes back to everything we've been learning until now in Eretz HaTorah. The chelko shel tzadik zehu b'inyan niglus haTorah v'lo b'sodes haTorah. It's that simple. There are certain tzaddikim who are designated by the Hashgacha Pratis, by the Bari Olam, to be misakin themselves and the world for learning niglus haTorah, for learning only the revealed Torah. V'lo b'sodes haTorah, not sodes haTorah. Since it's not Mashiach, it's not time for that to be revealed, and therefore there are many people for whom that light is not yet to be revealed. It's not yet. For them, it's not yet. That's not their chelik, that's not their inyan. And this depends on the sheresh neshama of each person. That's what makes these things so... That's what makes these things so volatile. Because you have a person whose sheresh neshama is geula, and you have another yid whose sheresh neshama is tikkun hagolus, is ne'in of golus, and you put these two guys in the room and get them to argue over something. Not stam. Again, they're not arguing about tefillin. They're best friends when they talk about tefillin. He puts on like this, he puts on like this, no problem. This one passes like Rav Moshe Feinstein, that one passes like Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, this one passes like Yibodim Lechaim, Rabbi Avad Yosef. No problem, everybody loves each other. But the second you start to talk about Yom HaAtzmaut, the second you start to talk about this inyan of Pnimius and Chassidus and Sisrei Torah, wow. It gets to be explosive. People start to get personal. They take it personally. I've told you, Chavre, that I never years and years ago, I never was interested in being a rabbi. I'm still not really interested in being a rabbi. No, I mean, I'm just interested in teaching. I'm not interested in being a rabbi. That's not a secret. And at the beginning, I was teaching in yeshiva, but there was a tzaddik that told me, and I was never interested in going to for such an inyan to see, and. And then after that, tzaddik was left. It was interesting that there was a place that was it was while the tzaddik was still alive. He was very sick, but he was still alive. And then it came to that. I got a call that there was a proper, an interview for rabbanis in a shul not far from here. There was the old rav passed away before, and there was a position for Rabbanis, and since that tzaddik told me that if something comes up, I should go look into it. So I asked him. So I called him up. I said that I got a call from this shul. They're looking and they're interviewing a few different Rabbanim. Anybody wants to? So he says, yes, I told you should do so. Go. So I went to this. I went to the Prabhu. It was in a modern Orthodox shul. Very nice people. And I sat in the room, and there were men and women that were to ask me questions. The first question was not, how are you? That's not a nice way to begin. How you doing? Where do you come from? I don't know, are you a Yankee fan, a Net fan, something? No, the first thing was a lady. Rabbi Weinberger. Do you believe in Yom HaAtzmaut? And first thing. What are your thoughts on the subject of Yom HaTzmaut and marching in the parade? That's the first thing she asked me. So I said the same as Rav Moshe Feinstein. Is that okay with you? That's why I said the same as Rav Moshe Feinstein. He said, well, what was Rav Feinstein's view on that? So then I explained a little bit, and I was so relieved. Of course, I was. There was one other question they asked me about something like. It was silly, and it was obvious that I was not the guy for the job. So I was very grateful, Takash Baruch, because I didn't want anyway to do the whole thing. And he told me that sadly I should call him back and tell him what happened. So I called him back, and I was like, you know, I was very excited that this was like such a beer, you know, that. So he told me, he said, you're a shaita. I said, what should I say? So you said anything, you could have gotten the job, and then you would have taught the people whatever. He says, you don't have to. But you have to. He says, yeah, shaita. I thought I did such a good thing. I thought he was going to be so proud of me. He says, yeah, shaita. He said, I march. What do you want? You want to march? And I said, how can I say that? He said, you worry about it later on. As he said, he told me that. Later on, you'll take care of it. And after me, he says, but like, you would think that there's a lot of stuff in Yiddishkeit before Yom HaTzmaut. After all, Yom HaTzmaut came relatively late compared to Sukkot and Rosh Hashanah. It's pretty late, Yom HaTzmaut, on the calendar. That was it. Yom HaTzmaut. You know, then the next, of course, was going to be, no, they didn't say the next one. Then I was doomed. I already saw this was not going anywhere. No, then the second question was, this is an interesting question. How would I feel if the shul wanted to take a trip to Atlantic City? So I understood that Atlantic City is that's where you have gambling. So that was the second question. So here, you know, I have spent a lot of time learning Eridaya and other things, and so I said, this was a man that asked it. So I said I would tear Kriya. He said, excuse me? I said, you know what that is? So that's when someone dies, that's what I would do. I would tear Kriya. So they go, they're like riding down their pits. I was like finished. But then I was just having a good time. After the first question, it was all just having a good time. You know, but the people get this Indian of the Medina, it's like you're not, you're nished. Like, it's very, very, very volatile. People get really worked up about it. It's interesting. Even people who don't really care that much about halacha, you know what I'm saying? Even Jews who don't, there are people even that are not observant. Or people who are barely a little bit, that's a Shabbos, a Kiddush, you know, a little bit they try to keep, a little bit, they daven a little bit. And you could say to them, but you don't even daven, you don't even daven mincha ma'ariv. And you don't even put on tefillin every day. And he starts to give you a speech about Jewish destiny and fate and history and God did this and after the Holocaust and you don't care about the Holocaust and they start weird like this. And then the other side is just as Michigan, just as strong. That you're causing the Holocaust, you're causing sorrows. It's such an amazing thing. There's no way to answer such a thing, Stam, in Seichel. Because it goes so way beyond anything that's seichel. These subjects of that are Mashiach's in Yanim. And same thing when it comes to Sisrei Torah, not to learn, yes to learn, to teach, not to teach. The Teretz is, that's what he's explaining. That there is a certain Yidden that the Sherish of the Neshama, while they're in this world before Mashiach comes, is that they're Mashiach Dik Neshamas. They're Geula Dik Neshamas. And there are other Neshamas, the big Neshamas too. We're not talking here about who's better. Big neshams that they're in is more tikkunim and galus. Tikkunim and galus. Whatever. Those tikkunim are galus in yonim. And when you have a person who has a sherish nesham, and you put with a different sherish nesham, and you set him out that they should go on a date together, it's not going to work out. It's not going to work out. Within the sherish, there's room to move around. But if it's a different Sherish Neshama, even though they're both Jews, and in the end, of course, everybody's going to be happily ever after, but to have these two, become roommates or get married or anything like that is very dangerous.
Well, what's interesting is it's not always consistent on all those Nyanim of Mashiach. have certain inyanim that Gadol connects to regarding Mashiach b'dinyan, and certain ones he's very kineged. It doesn't usually follow consistently necessarily that all the Mashiach inyanim that person's connected to.
So give you an example.
So meaning you can be very connected to Sisrei Torah, but not.
But not the name of Medina, right?
Right. So it doesn't.
But you can't. You're right, Binyan. But every single tzaddik that's deeply connected to Sisrei Torah is deeply, deeply connected to Kedushas Haaretz. You'll never find that he's parav when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. The Satmar Rebbe was not parav when it came to. He was an Eish L'Ahavah. It doesn't have to be the state. It doesn't have to be Ben Gurion, you know, Chaim Weizmann. You understand? But the fahitz to that to sell. Whereas you find other tzaddikim that they're big in Nicholas of Torah, that it wasn't the beginning, like in our generation, Rabbi Aaron Kotler, Zechel Tzadav Kosh Lavrach. Rabbi Aaron Kotler, he was the Gadol Hador in Nigla.
So it is consistent.
Yeah, but you didn't see by him that there was an Eish L'Hav. Listen, his love for Israel was much bigger than any of ours. He was the Gadol Hador. But you don't see by him that his Torah is. You can go through all Mishnas Rabbi Aaron. Where do you see Eretz Yisrael? Look through Mishnas Rabbi Aaron. You go every 100 pages, you'll see it's an Indian something a little bit, and it's only that he's saying something a good vart in the Indian of Eretz Yisrael by Satmar Rebbe. Every second Torah is Eretz Yisrael. That's why he's screaming and yelling and crying. So all of those tzaddikim that are Mashiach tzaddikim, they're fahist with Eretz Yisrael. Every one of them, they're fahist with Eretz Yisrael. They're Amchal. It's fahist with Eretz Yisrael. With Eretz Yisrael. Everything. The Arizal. Because they couldn't, the Gra, couldn't hold them back. They tried to get there. And all the Torah of the Gra is in the Indian of Eretz Yisrael. It's all Heilach Vesoy, the Indian of the Kud of Eretz Yisrael. Aye, the Goyin was Niglas. That's not a stira. So was the Arizal. So was the Baal Tanya. The Indian of Eretz Yisrael. By those Yidden of Mashiach, is the biggest thing. Otherwise, they didn't even, those that were on different, they didn't even fight with each other. Like, they couldn't understand each other. B'chlal is a different language. The language of Mashiach is a different language. It's a different language, a different sprach, a different havana. And they get into big fights. They get into big fights. But the Lubavitch Rebbe and the Satmarov that they had in Yonim is. It's major leagues. It's not little people that they have disagreements. The whole universe is in the balance in these things. But you had a person like Rav Shach. Zeichet Tzadik Zavoha. Rav Shach was a very big tzaddik, a very big lamdan. And you don't see from him kimat anything. Also, the Nikud of Eretz Yisrael, kimat nothing. But then I'm not from a Chassidim Asradim. Then you take the Chavetz Chaim Lomar. Everything but the Chavetz Chaim is what? Geula. Everything but the Chavetz Chaim is Geula. Everything was Eretz Yisrael, everything was Geula. It was so Nister. It was very, 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 very Nister. That's a big nice by the Chavetz Chaim, that he was able to cover such a thing. It's a very big neis. He went, but we know that about the Chavetz Chaim because his whole personality was a neis because he went absolute pashtus. He went in such a way that they were trying hard to put together biographies because he covered everything he was covering in such a way that it's unbelievable how he covered things. The Chavetz Chaim, very nice. What he had was his retire. He did a big cover up. I believe 100% the Chavetz Chaim. There's no question. And there are certain things. From that are known about the Chavetz Chaim, and some things there was an article I read years ago on this Indian, there are things of Chavetz Chaim also, that there are cracks. As much as the Chavetz Chaim put glued and covered and iron and combination locks and another, there's still cracks. But those Mashiachs and the Shamas, it's impossible that there shouldn't be cracks. It's impossible. There have to be. It can't. There's nothing in the world that can contain such a light, because it's a light from another, from the world of Mashiach. There's nothing in the world that can contain completely, that it shouldn't break something out from the covering of the world. But Chavetz Chaim also, but Chavetz Chaim was a nes and a pella. Kuloi Mashiach, Kulo Geula, everything. And when it came to his Torah, he said Torah that was a pashtus in the biggest way, the pashtus. But what's, and part of that nace is that when you learn something from Chavetz Chaim, and you chaz it over 2, 3, 4 times, not the first time, 2, 3, 4 times, then you feel an inyan of Mashiach and Geula. In other words, it's Sisrei Torah that's covered up in Niglus of Torah. But you had that in the earlier time also. That was by the Maral. The Maral was all Sisrei Torah. Eretz Yisrael by the Maral. He wrote a whole Chibur, that's a Yisrael. Maral is completely, completely Mashiach. Completely, he himself was a Ben Achaben from David Malkin Sheikh. He was a completely, completely Mashiach, the Maral. And the way you look in the Maral's Torahs, he mentions only, I think, 2 or 3 times in all the Maral, does he say, from the Zohar Kodesh. You have to understand, the Maral, like you and I drink water and we breathe air, that was the Maral by the Zohar Kodesh, right? It doesn't. And even the Lashonis that he uses Lashonis of philosophy. Also, Ish Pela, the Maral was an Ish Pela Anais. It's all Sisrei Torah, it's all Kabbalah, but covered and covered and covered. Unbelievable. But those neshamas, that it looks to us like there's a stira, but the emes is they're not. They're meshuga with Eretz Yisrael, those tzaddikim. Meshuga with Eretz Yisrael. But they can't understand each other. It's kadavat holy b'sherish on neshamas shakolecha. The yeshnam neshamas sheikur in yonim hulasik batikunim harushteichim uzmanagolus. There are certain neshamas that the ikka tikkun of those neshamas is what? Is to finish up the inyan of galus. That their job is to finish up the inyan of galus, which is the ikka is niglus at there. V'yesh on neshamas shem mitzad zchui yasayim mitzad sher or mitzad sherish neshamas. For whatever reason, that's not important. Because that's not ain lano esib in the stars. For whatever reason, there are certain neshamas to mitzad sherish neshamasim hinam esugolim yaisa lasik ba'aris ha'gula, that they're Mashiach's neshamas, that their inyan is to be Isaac in the iris of gula, of redemption. V'nitlam reshus lasik ba'aris ha'ilu gam esman hazeh, and they were given permission. V'gam ata yesh lam shaychus l'or hazeh, and even now before Mashiach comes, they have a shaychus to this or. You see, l'marshal, you see by the chassidim, the swarm from Kamaran and Zidichov, which very few people are Isaac in this swarm, because it's so much Kabbalah. There are things that are there in the Chassidus from Kamaran and Zidichov that are so radical. That are so, also Etzel, that are so radical that it makes things in the Kutta Maran look mild, look like soft. There are things that are so strong. And they held, in command the Zidichov, they held that children should learn Kabbalah. Kleine Kinderlach should learn Kabbalah, should be part, they should be in Cheder, Kabbalah. And they don't talk about this in the world, A, because most people don't know about that, and B, even by the Chassidim, they say, well, you know, Zidichov and command, it's different. And it's not now. What happened to Zidichov and command? Also, it's Mashiach's Chassidus. You come out, you don't see what the size that Hitler Maximum did. But even then, even before the Melchama, you didn't have big Malchus of Kamana Zidichov. You didn't have. There are more Kamana Rebbes now in the world than there are Kamana Chassidim. You know. I'm sorry to say that, but that's just how it is. Zidichov also. Yeah. And there, the Sisrei Torah, the Kabbalah in Yonan. Such an amazing thing. And by Breslov, so that by Breslov, the Rebbe is not alive for generations. By Chabad, the Rebbe is Shain Zadu. There's no Rebbe by Chabad. It's all Geula. It's all Mashiach. The Rebbe is Mashiach Tzekein. Now what they're saying, singing in Crown Heights. Yechia, the name Reiner. But there's an Indian there of Mashiach's style. There's an Indian. And Lubavitcher Rebbe was dipping deep, deep into the Indian of Mashiach. And there's no Rebbe by Chabad, there's no Rebbe by Breslov. And Davki, and those two chassidus where the light of Mashiach is strongest, there can't be a Rebbe, because the next Rebbe is Mashiach. There can't be. Other chassidus, that they're not so connected to the Or HaGula, they can have Rebbes. So yeah, okay, they can have rebbes. So by Chabad and Breslov, where the light of Gula is so overpowering, the next rebbe is Mashiach. And by command is the Chav, where it's very, very powerful. So they have people who call themselves rebbes, but they don't have any chassidim. Until Mashiach comes. Then everybody's going to be chassidim. It's such an amazing thing that's happening. That when one looks in this way, let's just finish the sentence. And these neshamas have gamati yeshlam shaychus lezev yeshlam gvulim bekach. Of course they're gvulim. We're not talking, God forbid, but people go over the gvul. Could be that Shabbat Tzvi Machshmo was a big tzaddik to begin with, but he went out of bounds. He went out of bounds, and then he became a big Russia. There wasn't a nobody. You think some person could get up and make a whole thing like that? What he made. And even when Rav Kook spoke about Eisai Ish, the karchas that he had Eisai Ish wasn't possible what he had. We don't like to talk about it, but the Eisai Ish that the Christians worship wasn't that he was a plain person. He didn't have a shaykhis to the Aragula. He had a shaykhis to the Aragula. But he became a Rasha. He was a Moshchus. V'yeshlam gvul mekach. Kam hu ashiya. He also, what did they want? They also wanted it should be Mashiach. They made him into Messiah. It wasn't, that's not where it comes from. But it went out, outside of halacha, outside. And then it can't be Metzliach. V'yeshlam gvul mekach. Kam hu ashiya. She is gala Aragula. They're gvulim. It's not, it doesn't say in a sefer what exactly gvulim, but they're gvulim. Kamu ashir shizgal or agulav, kamu mutal asik b'kach. Therefore, it was necessary that they be in the world. It was necessary that they be in the world, just like it's late, but just 1 second. Just like you had there that Tzemach Tzedek himself said that it was hashgacha pratis. If it wouldn't have been for the chayim of the gro, could be taka the chassidus would have gone out, would have gone over the gvul. In other words, Hashem made in such a way that they have that there's a hisnag, there's a, what do they call it by the government again? Checks and balances, right? That there's a certain system that Hashem set up of checks and balances. So the Lubavitcher was able to say what he was saying, but only because there was a Rav Shach who was sitting in Bnei Brak and screaming, you can't say that. You understand? It's always like that. There has to be kept in the gvulim. Something has to keep in the gvulim. That there has to be some things that it's held back that you can't let out, because if it's let out, it's going to cause a kilkel. So then there are other tzaddikim, there are golus tzaddikim, that they're screaming and yelling against, so then this way it keeps it inside. That it shouldn't go, God forbid, go out into something bad. Which even then there were leaks in Chabad for Shteitzach. You see what happened, that there are terrible things in Chabad would happen to some of these Eden, that they became crazy with Mashiach stuff. That there's strange things, and they talk about God, and strange things that reminds us of what happened by Shabbat Tzvi. Hashem Yerachim. There have to be gvulim. Okay, it's not the same cliffhanger it was last week. We're on our way, but next Friday, next Erev Shabbos, not having a shiur. We're continuing with Shem. 2 Friday, the following Erev Shabbos.